Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sounds like you're ill.
So it sounds like I'm ill.
Sounds like you've got a cold or a flu sort of thing.
I didn't have any sort of cold or flu.
Would that suck? Because you'd have to like stop the strictly, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have to stop everything if that happened.
I don't know, you're sounding a bit blocked up.
Why are you saying?
Sorry.
I get tested every week. What are you talking about?
Yes, no, it's all right. That's okay.
Do you feel a bit flu-y? Not going to lie. Maybe I can use that as my excuse. Sorry.
Well, you know, don't worry. I mean, they're testing you, so it's fine. Yeah. So are you going to be allowed to continue to dance with all the lockdown and stuff?
Yeah, we're going to be able to continue. Yeah, so what are you drinking there?
I guess celebrities are above the law, right?
You and me, buddy. Me and you. Was that an email that just came through on your phone?
No, that was just not my phone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know whose it was.
Oh, maybe it was. Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. Oh no, it was a Shopify purchase.
Oh, so Yoshi.
Yeah, some Yoshi.
There we go. So, hello, lovely listeners, to another bonus episode.
Hey, Jamie, I have to say, look. Obviously, I can't get BBC Strictly over here in Texas.
Yeah.
But I did see your... they posted on Twitter, on the Strictly Twitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Jamie,
yeah,
I saw your dancing, and you have the voice of an angel.
What? I wasn't even singing.
I mean... I was very impressed. I was like, I didn't even, it looked like someone had just, you know, that thing where they replace someone's head on someone who actually can, you know, knows how to dance, like a professional dancer.
I had to go into the dance off.
Wait, so you got to the final?
No. I was nearly the first one out. It was me.
Oh, really?
It was me.
So you didn't get, chucked out though?
I didn't get chucked out, no.
Anton Deck got chucked out.
Anton Deck.
Who?
Anton de Beck, not Anton Deck.
Anton de Beck, is he? Is he that tennis player?
No. He's actually a lovely, lovely human. He's very, very lovely, an incredible.
I'm thinking
dancer.
Of Anton de Becker.
Boris Becker. Are you thinking of Boris Becker?
Yeah, Anton de Beck is a what does
is
he
a
do?
Professional dancer on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh right.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously, why would he be?
Why would he be chucked off?
Because he has a bad, not a bad partner, but he had Jackie Smith, who wasn't probably as good as other people.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm going to put out there? So I think this is my excuse. All right, you ready for this? So
you're going to win.
Yeah, well, listen, I still think I'm
going to win. Have your odds lengthened at all?
Yeah, I'm now nearly 70 to 1. But
really?
Yeah, forget about that.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. I like those odds. I'm good. I'm glad I didn't put a grand on it. What was it?
7 to 1.
7 to 1 at the beginning.
But can I be honest? I think it's, like, it was Halloween on the weekend. I feel like everyone who was going to vote for me wasn't around because they were probably out partying or having a Halloween time. But now, listen, every single Saturday, I have danced my wonderful partner, Karen, we got to get out there and vote.
I thought you were great.
Hey, listen, my lines were lovely. I had improvement. Strictly Come Dancing is about a journey. That's what it's about. I feel like I was nearly there.
You're the underdog.
And honestly, when I was standing there and they were calling out people's names, I was actually like, well, mine's about to come out. And then they said, you're in the dance-off. I was like, surely not. I was like, what? I was the quickest person to ever leave Strictly because of my injury, and now I'm going to leave first week. I was like, this is just embarrassing.
Like I say, you need the development, the character progression. You know, you can't just be winning from the beginning. Otherwise, everyone's going to be like,
yeah.
It's like, look, do you know what it is like?
What's it like?
There was this show called Coach Trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Coach Trip, a celebrity coach trip. I was in it, and I didn't, you know, I was like quite pleased, you know, about the potential of going there, getting knocked out first one, and getting paid all that money for doing like barely any day's work.
All that money.
Paid loads of money. For
this life-changing amount of money.
Yeah, paid that couple mil. And anyway, but do you know what? I lost. We nearly got voted out on the first day, and then we won.
Yeah.
So
what do you?
So let that be. What lesson do you want to take from that?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing like Coach Trip. You don't have to learn talent. You don't have to dance. It's not a
But do you know what I did? I won every challenge on the Coach Trip.
Oh really?
And that's I proved that I. Well, I think it was also, you know.
What did you you proved that you were
No,
late
I think it was
bloomer.
Also Sarah Keyworth. Sarah Keyworth also. We proved that actually we didn't need to go around being, you know, loud and boisterous. We could just, you know, slow and steady wins the race, but also I won all the competitions as well, so.
Can you tell?
But also what I'm saying is I've got some bets on the election, right?
Yeah.
So if those come off tomorrow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them all onto you to win at 70 to 1 Coach Trip.
Are you so if you firstly, I'm not on Coach Trip.
So the odds are even bigger. For that one. What are the odds for you winning Coach Trip?
Oh god. Can you tell all of our lovely listeners on this bonus episode to because I can't say go and vote for me on Saturday
night.
But
do people vote?
Yes, you have to vote, and I don't think anyone voted.
Okay, all right, look, listeners, come on. We've got to pull
together.
Be friendlier
about it. Go on, be friendlier about it. Go on.
We've got to pull together and we've got to get Jamie over the line. We want to at least save you from the dance off because also, that's excessive strain on your foot.
Yeah, exactly. So we need as Francis said, if you like seeing me dance, if you like seeing me dance with Karen, we got to get out there and we got to put the votes out there. Because
I thought you were brilliant.
I actually was quite.
I liked the bit where you. I liked the bit where you threw her around. What is that called?
I don't know what anything's called. I just do it.
Yeah, but it was good. I think you should loosen up a bit, though.
Okay, perfect. There it was. I knew there it is. I knew that was good. It was going to come at some point. I knew it was going to come at some point.
Just loosen up.
Everyone says that. Everyone suddenly becomes a professional dancer as soon as I'm dancing. Just move your head a little bit less. Shut up. You never danced.
Have people been giving you advice?
Yeah, everyone is. As I said to all you lovely listeners, if you can possibly get behind your favorite podcaster. And go and vote this weekend on Saturday night. Nothing else to do apart from watch Strictly. That would honestly mean the world to me. Really, 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 really would.
Just take the time to just watch TV and vote.
Hey, you get the time. You take the time to listen to this podcast. So And off the back, I'll tell you a very funny story. I got some funny stories to tell you.
All right, go on.
Yeah, so I was in the shower the other day, and Sophie and I, we have this soap, like this hand soap that we use. So we press it down. You know, one of those pressing.
You have hand soap in the shower.
It's body wash or whatever.
For washing your hands in the shower.
Right. We have body wash in the shower. Anyway, there's something, this bar of soap arrived. And I was like, what is this guy? So I started using this bar of soap. And it was like, it like frothed quite weirdly in the hands. And I was like, this is weird. It kept using it on my face and all these different things. I was like, this soap is really weird. Anyway, we've gone into the shower again. And I was like, this bar of soap that's in the shower is quite weird. She said, it's not a bar of soap. It's for my vagina.
What?
And I had been using some, what I thought was soap for the entire week.
But what is it? It's like, what, Vagisil?
I don't know. Soap. What is the soap?
It's like a probiotic.
It's a probiotic thing.
Yeah. Oh,
it
really?
It looks like a bar of soap. It looks like a bar of soap. Yeah. No. But by the way, just have to let you know, Soap doesn't buy that soap herself. It was a present, and it had French writing on it, and I couldn't read the French writing, so I just thought it was a bar of soap.
God, what? So it was someone got her a vagina soap as a present.
Yeah,
that is
niche. That is niche.
Well, it's bold. Yeah, bold gifting.
And incredibly niche.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, listen to all you lovely private parters. It is a bonus episode of Private Parts. And obviously what we like to do on these episodes is we like to read out some voice notes and other things like that, don't we, Francis?
Are you exhausted, by the way?
Yeah, I'm a little bit exhausted.
Yeah?
I'm a little bit exhausted.
You should get your rest.
Are you telling us to end the podcast and go to bed? Is that what you want?
I think you should just rest up.
Okay. Night, everyone. I'll see you later. That's the end of the episode. No, we have a couple of voice notes and emails I'm going to read. I have one from Stacey saying, my boyfriend and I are both in the musical theatre industry, and he is rubbish when it comes to technology. When we first signed with our agents, we had to create an online profile for our castings and auditions, which sounds simple enough, but seemed impossible for Jacob. For some reason, it wouldn't accept any username he would type in. His name, my name, his pet's name, a random jumble of letters, and eventually, out of anger and frustration, he types in Barry Arsewipe. Shock. The system kicks in, and his online profile goes live with Barry Arsewipe. That's his name. I was in absolute hysterics, but he didn't see the funny side. He had to get authorization from his representative to change his username, and it made a very awkward first meeting in his agent. He is no longer represented by them.
Oh, my God.
We have another one from Felicity. Says, I just wanted to send out a plea on behalf of my wonderful sister, Victoria, for one of your Private Parts mugs. Last Christmas, you brought her such joy, as we all love your podcast, and she was selected by you to receive some wonderful makeup. She says, thank you, by the way. In that podcast, having never met Victoria and not knowing her, you joked about her having a boyfriend and named him Jared. As she was single, we found this most amusing. This would be the gift that kept on giving and had us in stitches for a long time. Our younger sister Abby and my teenage daughter Gracie set about creating memes and hashtags in a bid to find Victoria her own Jared. It didn't happen, but and unfortunately she's still single, but it did bring us a great amount of joy.
Oh.
We have another one from Lydia. Hi guys, I'm quite an embarrassing story to share that involves Jamie. In December 2011, my dad hired a blue car and showed me some sights in London. When entering Chelsea, I saw Proudlock and Jamie walking along the street and couldn't believe my luck. I said, Dad, let me get out of the car and say hi to them. So he dropped me off and drove around the corner. I said hi to Jamie and Proudlock and got pictures with them. Walked along the street for a few seconds, then saw the hire car at the junction and jumped quickly back in, shaking with excitement. As I was beaming, smiling away, a blonde woman who was sat in front passenger seat turned around and looked mortified. I just got into a random blue car. My dad was nowhere around. As I realised what I'd done, Jamie and Proudlock walked past the junction and thought, and so there was no way I was going to get out now, so they just had to drive off.
Oh, that is embarrassing. So did you remember that?
I don't remember that. No, that is just genius. Oh, God. That is very, very, very funny.
That's a good mug. That's a mug story,
that is,
isn't it?
That could be. We just have one more. Shall I read it to you?
Yeah, yeah. If we laugh as much, then...
It's quite a long one. Dear Jamie and Francis... I'm writing you a DM as I want to say how much I enjoy listening to your podcast. I'm emailing though as I have a funny story that you may enjoy. Last year, my friend and I offered to be chaperones at my little sister's 16th birthday. She had around 15 friends over for a dinner party, so my friend and I thought it shouldn't be too difficult and we might even have a laugh. However, we were very wrong. As people started to arrive and settle down, we noticed one girl was getting very drunk very quickly, but thought it wasn't too big of a deal and that it would wear off. After about an hour, we started bringing food out for everyone to eat, and all of a sudden, this one girl ran upstairs into my sister's bathroom. The party was in our conservatory, and to get into it, you have to go through a smart sitting room, which just had the fresh cream carpet. As she left, we smelt this weird smell. It turns out the girl ran out of the room as she had shat her pants, which ended up all down her leg and on my best friend's carpet.
Oh.
These stories that we are receiving...
Oh my God, that is...
That is Lucy. Descending in that message.
That made me laugh.
Did that not make you laugh, that one?
And the one before did, because it's funny. I mean, not the other one's not funny, but I just, you know, I think poo, you know, it has its limits.
We also have another voice note. Francis, do you want to hear this one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Hey Jamie Francis, it's Lucy here, and I heard you talking about driving on this week's podcast episode, so I thought I would tell you a funny story about driving. So my parents bought my sister a 2002 red Nissan Micra when she was 18, and that was probably 10 years ago. So this Micra is tiny and extremely beaten up. And I got my first job in finance when I was 19, and I rocked up on my first day in said Nissan Micra, and I parked it between all the Audis and BMWs in the car park, and I walked in, and they were like, okay, so you have to start finance college next week. And I was like, oh, well, like, I can't park there. Like, can I park at someone's house? Is that okay? Like, next to the train station? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. There's a guy upstairs, and he lives next to the train station. And I was like, oh, sick. Okay, cool. So I went upstairs, and I'd never met him before, and he was like, yeah, that's cool. Okay, my house is... number one. And I was like, okay, great, number one, perfect, that's fine, I can remember that, that's super easy. So then I get up in the morning, and I'm really late, like, I got up really late, and then I rush, and then I get in my car, and I'm like, shit, I can't remember what number the house was. I swear he said number two. So I get to number two, and there's no, I can't see a garage or anything, so they have this, like, rose arbor, and then gravel, and I looked at it, and I was like, gravel means driveway, right? Like, it has to mean a driveway, but, like, it's quite tight for a driveway, and, like, so I leave, I get on the train, I email him, being like, oh, hey, like, I parked your house, like, thanks. I start my lectures, and then...
It's very long.
And then I get a series of, messages and emails and pictures being like, where have you parked? You've not parked outside my house. You've parked outside my neighbour's house. It's my neighbour's front garden. You've left your red Micra outside their living room window. And they're so angry. I've had to go home from work and explain it to them. And they're all really mad. You need to come home, like, right now and move your car. And I was like, oh, my God, this is actually the worst. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. And I was at college and I didn't know anybody. I had no one to laugh at this situation with. So I basically had to beg my friend to come get my car keys. And she said that she, like, commando crawled up to the car and got in the Micra and then drove it away as quickly as possible. And then everyone took the mick out of me for months and I never lived it down. Okay, bye.
Oh, that's quite a sweet message from Lucy. I quite like that.
That's good.
That is good. Hey, listen to all you private parters. We love getting your messages on Instagram, your emails, and reading your reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please do send us your stories. We will read them out if we love them enough or like them enough. They're just hilarious in general on every single bonus episode. So if you want to get in touch, please Instagram us at Private Podcast. Emails contact at privatepartspodcast.com. Every single bonus episode, we're going to reward our favorite message with an exclusive Private Parts mug. And this week, we are giving our Private Parts mug to Lydia for the fact that she met me and Proudlock walking down the street and jumped back into the car. Congratulations, Lydia!
Congrats, Lydia! That was a funny story. I like that.
Do you like that story?
Yeah. I did. That was good. I liked that episode.
So the one we just did.
Yeah, okay, I liked it.
Hey, to all you private parties, thank you so much for tuning in once again. Hey, listen, we're going to be back on Friday, and also, as I said, this Saturday.
Don't forget. We got to get Jamie to win, so that my bet comes off.
And we'll just have some lols throughout Strictly. I'll tell you all the gossip. So if you feel fancy voting, I'd absolutely love that. The lines open on Saturday after we've danced. So tune in, have a look. If you like it, that would be great. And I just freaking love you all.
If you want the inside scoop every week on the latest Strictly Come Dancing gossip, then vote for Jamie to stay in.
That's it, buddy. All right, everybody. We're going to see you on Friday.
You've got to tell us a bit of gossip.
If you tune in next week and I'm still in, I'll give you the gossip.
All right, good, yeah. Dangle a bit of a carrot.
All right, everybody, see you on Friday for another episode.
See you next week.
No, we'll see them on Friday.
See you on Friday.
See you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.